Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
To the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Glad to be with you here on CRN Sports Byline, Sirius XM. But the true star of our show is the man that we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same football game, in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. And Mike, you're looking very summery in that blue.
Thank you. Someone told me they really liked this shirt today. And when a woman tells you that, yes, even though it was my daughter, I'm thinking, like, I chose correctly. Woman says it looks pretty good. She's the only one so far that said anything other than you. Which,
well, that's the right.
I've always had
the
an
right
eye for you.
Blue that it brings out the bruises on your arms.
See, you like that? It's good. It's some black and blue in here.
Exactly.
Oh, no, that's my arm. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, right.
And you look very nice as you're snuggled up here as the winter moves on your snow parka, ready to go and maybe play football for four quarters there. You look good. When you would go to, like, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, play with the Rams, play with the New York Giants, signed him. He was for a breath of air, he was with the New England Patriots. Could have gone almost to the Raiders. He'll tell you these stories throughout the length of the show, I'm sure. But you always talked about football time, and when you get to Minnesota, did you really suit up and kind of zip that thing up like you're wearing today, that parka kind of Eskimo pie thing?
No, nothing like that whatsoever.
No?
No,
All right, never mind then.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. We got fan mail. You can follow us. We're everywhere. As we mentioned, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM. And, of course, we're on all different platforms, on your smart speakers, your Amazon Echo, your Google Home. I mean, you go to crntalk.com and search and see how you can listen to us in many ways. But I will tell you this. We have a lot of things to talk about, and we do video. We do Facebook Live. We're on Roku, every Roku TV in the world. And if you got a Roku stick, you can watch this show and listen to it at any time you want.
And well, that's a very nice offer for people.
Everybody has a Roku stick. You got one, Fred?
No.
I didn't think so. All right, but most everyone has the Roku stick or a Roku TV. I got a few of them. I'm going to take a break here and come back with more. So a lot to talk about. Football, baseball news, basketball. Maybe we'll throw a couple of stories in there for you, too. Golf, we got to talk about Tiger Woods. Settle back, relax, check us out. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, that all-pro defensive end. You know, he's played, you know, we talk about the football. You talk about the Rams and the, you know, the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. But what we sometimes fail to talk about is, I don't know how many of you know this or not, this man, an accomplished second career as an actor, an accomplished actor. He was in a show called Hunter and starred as the title role of Rick Hunter. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it's on Peacock. It is on Tubi. It's on so many of the apps right now. You can just stream them and watch them, and quite a good show. If I would have known him during those years, I'm sure, Fred, you would have said, Mike, why don't you come in and do a guest shot on the show, wouldn't you?
Sure.
You would have, wouldn't you?
I would have sent one of my inklings.
Come on.
I would have sent one of my...
Get it close to that microphone so we can hear you insult me closer. Go ahead.
I would have sent one of my minions down to have you removed from the property.
Thank you. Thank you. My good friend, William Shatner, a buddy of yours, actually had me on Boston Legal. And they said, go in, you guys that are extras now, just go in and sit in the court.
So you didn't have any lines?
Guess what I did? Well, not in this particular instance, but in this case, sat right behind James Spader and William Shatner because I knew the camera was going to be on. So I was just sitting there going,
wisdom.
Yeah, that's where I decided.
Even then, you had it.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
What happened?
No, I had a lot of starring roles and a lot of different. Instead of using musical bridges, they were using me as a talk show host in a lot of different motion pictures.
Right.
I'll bring them in someday, and we'll show them on the program.
Oh now. Yeah, let's put them up on the newsreel. You know.
All right, let's get into it. We got to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods. He seems like a nice guy, especially now as he's been aging here. He's helping people out, and he's running the car a little too fast. Had one of those Genesis like I have, the SUV, but maybe in Palos Verdes in California, and I've driven in that area. It's kind of a treacherous road. There's humps and bumps and turns and everything, and he has his car accident, and he's in the hospital. What, it smashed up his legs and ankle and all that? What do you think, Fred? That's a tough one.
Well, what do I think?
It's tough.
You know, the guy, we still don't know why he went at high speeds, which he was doing. He went at high speed on a dangerous road early in the morning, and we don't know what he was doing. Was he playing with his cell phone?
No, I know what it was.
Well, what was he doing?
Well, they said he didn't have his driver, and that is why he had a problem. Too soon? I said he didn't have his driver.
Yeah, we got it. And people are turning this station off. Exactly. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Mike Gary.
Jesus.
So his driver. All right, anyway, it's a sad moment, but he's a nice guy. And, you know, he was giving lessons to some comedian and stuff, was on the show, and he said he was going to come back into the Masters, he thought, next month. This kind of blew those plans
out.
Well,
he's coming off of a back operation.
Yeah.
So he might have been on some sort of medication for that.
Yeah, they say no. The story was out today that he wasn't.
Well, that's what they say. Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, I love Tiger like most people do.
I do, too.
I have a great deal of respect for him. But this is the third stack-up he's had.
Yeah.
So my question is, you know, a guy like that going up Hawthorne Boulevard.
Your old haunts there.
I've been on that street. I could take you right to the spot.
You can?
Yep.
PV.
I know it.
Rancho Palos Verdes.
That's my area.
They used to have Marineland out there, right? And now they got
That's around the other side.
They got a Trump golf course out there.
And that's around the other side as well.
Yep. So this was on Tuesday evening. He's at Harbor UCLA Medical Center.
He couldn't be at a better place.
That's a good spot there, right? He had continued open fractures to both the upper and lower portions of his tibia and fibula and his right leg, as well as damage to the ankle bones, trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg.
He crushed his ankle.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
So we don't know what the prospectus is. We just hope that he's, you know, you hope the thing gets enough blood supply. It's healthy. When they do it, that's why it's important to get to it fast, certainly. And it's also important to have the right people doing it. And I guess on both occasions, he lucked out. You'd hate to have yourself crash into a ditch somewhere and have to have about 5 hours to get to a hospital. You know?
Yeah.
You know, he's lucky that way. And we wish him the best, certainly. And I just hope that he's able to function, you know. I mean, playing golf. You know, he's got, if anybody can come back from anything, it's him.
He's amazing. And he's come back from a lot of stuff, personal problems and injuries and that kind of thing. And so we wish all the best to Tiger Woods. He was driving one of those, you know, I've got the Genesis, and he had the Genesis GV80, and apparently everything worked. He had a seatbelt on, which was very smart. The airbag is deployed at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody at first said that it was a Bentley because they've got that logo, and it looks like a Bentley.
You know what it was?
What was it?
Come on. A Genesis, SUV.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When I was in, this true story, I was in Vegas and my brother was going to go up there and, you know,
You had a show. You had a stage show.
Well, it did, but I don't want to get into that. And I dropped my car off and my sister-in-law's got a handicap. So I said, is it okay? Because I'm going to help out. They said, fine, we'll park your car. When I went to leave, like 3 days later, I gave him the thing and I said, it's a Genesis, it's a G90. And they said, we don't have a Genesis. We don't have your car. And I thought, someone stole my car. Seriously, they were saying I don't have it. And they said, yeah, we got a Bentley. We got this with that, whatever. They went through and they mentioned a Bentley. And I said, now, hold on a second. Is that like that gray Bentley? And they say, I said, that's my Genesis. Because people mistake that car for a Bentley.
Or a Maybach. You know what a Maybach is?
Yeah, that's made by the Mercedes people there.
That's about 4 feet longer than your car.
Well, I stretched mine out. I had mine custom designed.
You had it custom designed. Don't you have 5 wheels on yours?
It's a fifth wheeler. I got it going there for you. All right, so let's talk a little football again to Drew Brees. What do you think? Is he going to retire? Is he not? At first he was. I'm not
please
so sure.
Please retire.
No, just he's mulling it over a little bit.
Please retire.
I want one more season with Drew Brees.
You don't care if he retires or not, do you?
I kind of like Drew Brees. I like him.
He doesn't have to be hateful in order for you to say, to give him a blessing to say, I hope you quit.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't want to.
I think the guy's been pounded enough.
He has.
He's got enough money. People still like him. And,
yeah. Why wouldn't they like him if he wins one more?
Let's move on down the road.
Well, move on down the road. Move over to Tampa Bay and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Their general manager there wants to give Tom Brady another year on his contract. Now, here's the deal. I love Tom Brady. Trust me, I love him.
Well,
I was
rooting
for him.
You think he should quit?
No. But I'm just thinking, you know, how long is that career going to keep going? He's in great shape. He's like you. You're in good. I think you could go out and play.
This is amazing. Go ahead.
But here's the thing. Yeah. They want to add another year to it. And it's like,
of course.
What if he gets, you know, terribly injured or something? You know?
Oh,
you know?
Gee. Well, there'll be an ambulance real close by.
Well, I, you know, I'm just saying maybe they should play it out and then see what happens to sign him and continue or something.
Well,
you know?
Why does everybody have an opinion on somebody else's career? Let's just go down
this
the street.
This is a good point from
let's
you.
Let's go down
okay.
the street
All right.
and ask people if
because you're
they
in the public
should retire
eye.
Or not.
Because
what does that
public.
Have to do?
What
does that have to do with anything?
I speak for the fans here on the show. We think we know you. When you were playing, we think
really?
We know. We see the interview. We say that Fred's a nice guy. We like him. Gosh, I
well,
hope he continues to play.
You don't know that.
Well, not you're that
assuming,
I met you. I realized you're not. Wasn't
well, of course, you're assuming a great deal.
But you do assume it because you have a nice personality.
Don't make
persona.
It about me. Make it about Drew Brees and
okay.
make it about
so,
Brady.
Drew Brees. He seems like a nice guy. He seems to have command there at the quarterback. He's an integral part of the New
right,
Orleans
yeah,
Saints.
Right.
He's like the team, and so I would like to see him play as long as he possibly can, if he wants to. I don't want to force him at gunpoint.
Well, don't you think that's what he's deciding right now?
That's what I'm saying. I hope he comes back for one more crusade.
And what about the other guy?
What other guy?
Brady.
So Brady, I hope he continues to play as long as he wants, and he wants to. You know, and if you can get another year, fine. But it's like if I was the team owner and speaking on management, I'd say, look, we just won this thing.
You speak for everybody. This is really
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I would say let's see how he fills out his contract. And if he does, we'll unload the saddlebags and bring him back for another contract.
Oh, boy. It was so great to have you available.
That's right. I think, see, I put myself in the shoes of both the player
yeah.
and management. A lot of people don't go into yeah. manager. I go in there and think, you know, they unload some money. The next thing you know, the guy goes ahead and has a hangnail. It costs him a whole season. You go, oh, I got him for
you
got to
write
years.
These guys a letter and put our letterhead on it and just tell them, look, please retire. We, you know.
You would say that, too.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I don't care what they do, actually.
We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt.
Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Back in the Sports Lodge. The director here does a good job. He talks us down into these segments here for you. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the iconic actor, the all-pro defensive end. Lots of stuff talking about here on the show today. So we're talking about people's careers and stuff. There's betting odds out here on Marcus Mariota, whether he's going to be favored to be the Patriots.
Does anybody know who Marcus Mariota is?
No.
Anybody out there?
The Raiders are trying to trade him, and the Patriots, they say, might take a look at him here. And the betting odds at sportsbetting.com have Mariota as the favorite to take the Patriots' first snap of the regular season.
You know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this for the fans.
All right, good.
I'm going to delineate how many quarterbacks that have been drafted in the last 10 years are still in the league or still noteworthy and are with the team that drafted them originally.
There you go.
There's a huge story here bubbling under that I'm circling around, and that is that the disastrous choices that teams have made on quarterbacks because of certain circumstances are now very clear.
You're agreeing with me that maybe we should wait with, even much as I love Tom Brady, let's just play the season at a time.
He's 45 years old. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about these younger quarterbacks that have come into the league and failed miserably.
All right, so they've got some.
They failed.
So we got DeMarcus might be going to the Patriots. They say another one is Jacoby Brissett is 7-2 odds.
Never heard of that guy.
And then you got Cam Newton. He's 5-1 odds.
He's got to heat. Now that guy has to quit.
I agree.
That guy has to quit. That's enough. He's had a shot. He's played 10 years. He was an MVP, and he's got enough money to spend on hats.
How about Blaine Gabbert? He's a 7-1 odds. Blaine Gabbert. Sounds like a soap opera star. Blaine Gabbert here.
You know, when I was in this league a long time ago.
I know you were. One of the great players.
Well, listen, when I was in the league a long time ago, mm-hmm. we would have fun with quarterbacks.
What do you mean? Know?
Well, you know, some of them would be drafted with the optimism. They would be drafted with optimism of having great careers and finding an offense and a team that they could make theirs and have a long, illustrious, and maybe a Hall of Fame type of a career.
Yep.
But 90% of them were there for just to hold clipboards. And that's what a lot of them wound up doing.
Cup of coffee. They were there for a cup of coffee.
And a short 7-up.
Yep.
That's it.
That's true. Whatever happened to that guy Ferragamo? Did he play for you guys for a while, Vince?
Yeah. Then he threw the ball to Jack Lambert. And coming off the field, I said, hey, Ben, you know,
you didn't say
try that. And get the ball to the guy with the horns.
Yeah.
Guy with the horns on his helmet. That's where you want to throw the ball.
That's it. Now, the Washington football team said that they're going to go ahead and pick a new name for next season. They'll have a new name. Here's the deal.
Coyotes.
They were known as the Redskins. Why don't they call themselves the Red Helmets or something, you know? Or the,
oh, God, right.
Well, there's the Red Sox. It's like, forget the skins part of it and just say red something, you know?
Well, how about coming back and say, you know, we gave us some thought. We're going to call them the Redskins.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking they should do, too. You and I are thinking a lot alike.
Why not do that?
That's good.
And by the way.
Yeah.
There's a rumor that Jeff Bezos is in line to buy the Washington
Redskins. This should be right. Good. Yeah. Think of all.
Mark it down. This is the 24th?
24th.
I'm the one that brought it out.
And think of all the paraphernalia you could buy on Amazon.com, all the different Redskin stuff or football team stuff or whatever they end up calling themselves would be right there. They could have the old school, the new stuff, everything.
Do you know what they should call them?
What's that?
The Potomac Paiutes.
Come on, Fred. I don't think they're going to go that route over there. You know,
it's yay. Like it's an original name. It's not derogatory. It's not like you're making fun of some sort of. They're Paiutes.
How about the Potomac Drifters?
They're short, squatty little guys.
The Drifters you could have over there. So there's got to be a better name than the Washington football team. Well, that's a problem over there.
How about the Potomac?
Yeah, you put it up there. I'm sure you're going to bomb with that one. Now, Bruce says, hi from New Mexico. Kathy's saying, hi from beautiful and sunny Lawndale is tuned in today. Chris says, New York City, good evening. I guess temperatures are pretty good there. Pamela says, hi, Mike and Fred from Georgia. Warm today in the 70s, Fred. What are your thoughts on the Carson Wentz being traded to the Colts?
Well,
what do you think of that one?
They got a hold of a guy that had a problem adjusting, and they drafted this guy Wentz to the Eagles, and they didn't surround him with the people necessary to see if what type of training and what kind of education he needed.
Yep.
And so he gets hurt, coaches leave, and he collapses and emotionally. When I say that, I mean that he at some point in time, you feel abandoned when things fall apart like that.
True, that's true.
And he missed out on the Super Bowl. Nick Foles, who's available, by the way. So he was available. He came in and won the Super Bowl for him, and that right there is a crusher for their quarterback.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So what do you think? Is this going to be good for him? Not good.
I think it's going to be good for him. He's back with Frank Reich, who was his offensive coordinator, quarterback guru when he was with the Eagles there his first year or two, and let's see what happens. This is part of the conversation that I was having earlier about too many quarterbacks not being taken care of and not being groomed. And I don't know if it's because the coaching and the philosophy is they're too young. These coaches are too young. Or they're trying to convert quarterbacks from college into a pro offense, when in fact the truth of the matter is, excuse me, the truth of the matter is you've got a offensive coordinators jumping all over the place, and there's no consistency. And you wind up getting guys like Carson. You know, he has a bad game. He gets hurt. He doesn't fulfill his future, and he needs somebody to really read how to coach him. I heard that he needs to be coached tough. He needs to be told, hey, look. This is what we're doing. Do it. And this is how we're going to do it. And we're going to get you help. And we're going to put you under center where you belong, not in the shotgun. You're not going to be out running around, rolling out. That you're not that guy. We want you to be protected by our big linemen. It's also true that in the last couple of years, the linemen have come and have gone, you know. And so there's a combination of things. He's still worth investing in.
I think so, too.
And I think they're going to do that. And he could be the comeback player of the year.
Ooh, those are some bold words. That's
could.
A good thing.
He
That's
could very
good.
Well be. I'm rooting for him. I think he couldn't do it. I think he can do it.
I think he's
it.
Good.
I think he can.
Pam, good question. We'll see how he does with the Colts. Now, JM says hello from Minnesota. James is here. He says, good afternoon from Arizona. Keep up the great work. Tom is saying greetings from Richmond, Virginia. And Bruce is saying had to be a woman. Bruce is like, he's probably in his own, I don't know what's going on. It's cold in Wisconsin, according to Lois. She said, keep up the great work. Phyllis says, hi from Lake Worth, Florida. They're all around here today. Bruce is circling back. Thank you, Bruce. Shannon says, hello. Baby Blues Mike, Fred, nice jacket again. How y'all doing tonight? I'm great, Shannon, and thank you for noticing. I'm wearing my. Would you call this a baby blue shirt that I have on right now?
I don't. I don't know. It's
take a good look at it here. Let's go with that one shot.
Once you get up to it, see it. To me, it looks better on screen than it does sitting across.
I think it looks great. You know. And we even have Grant in the studio from our sponsors, and he's checking it out. He kind of wants to get one of these. It's a true Tommy Bahama shirt here. It's like, you know,
I could call that the Bruise shirt.
It's the black and blue shirt here. It's pretty good. So I think it's a nice one, and thank you very much for noticing that, and I'll just keep batting those baby blues at you. Now, back over here, let's go back to Shannon says, circle back. That's good, Shannon. We like that. She says that she appreciates that it went over last week. We were talking about the Stephanie Kramer prank that was played on her and on the Hunter TV series, and apparently we got 555 likes on that one. Can you believe it?
I think there's a lot of people out there that witnessed that.
I think they saw it, and that's a big deal for them. So.
I know my daughter did. She was only like 5 years
that's
old.
That's great. Matt says, hi from Dallas-Fort Worth. Dennison says, not baby blue. Okay, Dennison, take a seat. Shannon matches your eyes. She said, this is pretty good. They're all talking about this shirt. I have to keep put your comments in there, everybody.
You should get pants to match.
I will as soon as I buy some pants. But anyway, that's the good thing about
underwear,
doing a radio
underwear.
Show. It's a good thing about doing the show.
Underwear.
Comfortable in here. All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with more. We have your emails, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer@crntalk.com, and we'll get to those and get to some more stories. We'll talk some baseball, too, straight ahead in the Sports Lounge.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'll be right there. We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to finish these today.
Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some of the big stars like to screw around with the director here, but we're not like that. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the Sultan of safeties. As I mentioned, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting icon, the one and only Fred Dreyer here. And so, Fred, let's talk a little baseball here. First, Max Muncy, I love this guy, on the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's criticizing Major League Baseball's plan to deaden baseballs. Now, you know, they livened up the baseballs because everybody wants home runs. Now, you know, the management, it's politics in, I guess, in baseball. Major League Baseball wants to, they say they're going to continue to play with the structure of the balls used in 2021 after they were back and forth talking about juicing the baseballs to make them fly further. Then they admitted this year they'd be slightly deadening them. And
what does that mean?
It was the way they make the ball.
Seriously. You know how insulting this is?
Yeah, it's like, you know,
it's really insulting.
You play with a guy's head when he's up there. Max Muncy says he feels like the league just took away the offense's last advantage. The player, you know, pitchers are saying, well, I'm giving too many home runs. So then they deaden the baseball, make it more like a softball.
Remember, folks, ladies and gentlemen, what I've always said. You've heard it here first.
Yes.
This is government sports.
That's what you've always said.
Government baseball, government football, rules and regulations, rules supreme. And you can't convince me that there's something wrong with people hitting home runs. And they don't like the Dodgers doing it. They don't want games. They'd rather have games. They want to regulate it so a pitcher doesn't give up a lot of home runs and has a chance to get a lot of strikeouts. And because if they're not hitting home runs, they're grounding out into a double play. That's what they're doing.
Well,
and here's the other thing.
Yeah.
What they should be doing is getting rid of the shift.
Yes.
That's what they should be doing.
Thank you. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, well.
I'm with you on that one, Fred.
This is too much. And it's another season of aggravation. That's how I see it.
All right. Now, the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora, he says he's happy to be back with the team.
I bet he is.
He spent a year on the sideline, suspended for his role in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. There was some shenanigans on the Boston Red Sox when he was there, too. Now he's back in the manager's seat in the Boston Red Sox. 1 year. He's back in the manager's seat. This guy, as far as I'm concerned, is a cheater. He shouldn't be back in there soaking up spring training. Kike Hernandez, how can you go to play?
Well, you can't hold that against him.
Kike, I mean, this guy cheated against Kike Hernandez. I know he's got to have a job.
You think Kike will say, hey, you little midget, you know, you stay away from me. I'm here. I got to.
They're buddies, I guess.
Yeah, well, of course. Everybody is. You know, and that just goes to show you that all of the baseball players that had anything to do with participating in the World Series have acquiesced and given in to the national pastime, and all of its owners and all of the hierarchy and all of the newspapers and all of the press, everybody, they've just told the players, hey, look, here's what we tried to do. We tried to cheat a year ago. We got caught. The commissioner said, you know, write a letter and say, you know, you're not going to cheat anymore, which the owner did, Crane. He did. The Houston owner, Astros owner did this, and he comes right back in 17 and does it again, and nobody says anything.
You know,
I keep being redundant about this.
You have to say that.
I keep being redundant.
And he's still owning the team, and his manager, Hinch, is gone, and you know, they got rid of Cora, and they suspended some. It's like, come on. Come on here.
This is really, and this is the same group of people. The same organization that tried to cheat the Dodgers in 17 are making rules to soften up the baseballs.
That's correct.
It's
there you go.
All part and parcel of a scam. And it's just like the scam of the virus. It's just like the scam of baseball. And it's just like the scam of the rulers and the kingpins of sport. And it's just too much. I may just have to say, you know something? Let me know how it goes, and let me know who wins.
Shannon says here, she says she wants to know how you deaden the ball. And Carl says, you are right on. He said, you are so right. The lawyers are running the game. You name the sport. I used to be officiating for high school, and the basic premise in all our training was we don't impede or dictate the flow of the game. Not so these days.
Huh? Yeah, well, you know, the umpires used to have the respect of being neutral and call it as they see it and not try to politically engineer anything. And they're doing it. They're continuing to do it. And it's just pathetic. And, you know, if I'm a season ticket holder and they turn right around and they start taking home runs away from Dodgers, all you have to do is sit there with a pen and paper and a legal notepad and go from all the home games, 81 home games, 81 road games, then you got the playoff games, and see how many baseballs in each of those games were hit hard enough to go over the fence but didn't. And you'll tally that up at the end of the year. And once you get like 100 home runs being taken away from somebody, then you've got real issues.
You got it. All right, now we got some fan mail here. You can email Fred your comments, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We got a picture that was sent to us here of a bunch of football players on the sideline. It looks like a coach squatting down there. And this is from Pamela. She says, hello, Mr. Dreyer and Mr. Horn. Sending a great photo of Fred when he played for the San Diego State Aztecs in 1967 and 68. He definitely helped the squad achieve the amazing record of 19-1-1, those 2 years going undefeated his senior year. You know, she thinks that we, and I think so too, we'd love to hear your reminiscences about your time from the beginning there.
Well, that young man right there, Sid Hall, squatting down, he was a defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator.
Sid took over for John Madden when John Madden went to the Raiders.
Oh, wow.
And so I think Ernie Zampezi is the guy pointing. You can't see.
Oh, behind. There's a guy behind. What number were you, by the way?
I was 77.
77.
I'm on the field.
So you're on the field, and we have another picture here that we can also show that she sent along, a close-up of you in your football helmet there for the Aztecs there, and number 77, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you guys went to a bowl game or something, didn't you? Who was the guy you guys you beat that came out from the South?
No. It was Southern Mississippi.
Southern Mississippi, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, we beat them like a seal pup, as they say.
That's pretty good, I have to tell you. That's nice stuff. All right, now we also have Cindy says, hi, guys. I really miss listening to your show live as I have to work when you're broadcasting. I always tune in afterwards, and the show repeats a lot. You can catch it on CRN2 and on Sirius XM and on Sports Byline Saturdays at At 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time every day. You can check that every Saturday.
Yeah.
So she says, I have to work when you're broadcasting. I always tune in afterwards, never miss a beat. So hope you're both well, still love the show. Not too much of a sports fan, but I enjoy the interaction between the two of you and your interaction with the fans of the show. Great job. And she says, regards from your friend from Melbourne. This is getting the word out, Fred.
Melbourne, Australia. You know, thank you very much. As I say, we keep threatening to expand our show.
And I think we're going to. That's true.
And when we do, this is going to be real interesting for us over here because we've been doing this show for about 10 years.
Yep.
And I've been doing it one day a week.
And we don't like each
years.
Other.
And yeah, I'm really getting tired.
We don't
of it.
Get along.
He has to drink in order to go on with me.
And it's delicious too, by the way.
He has to drink that Merlot.
It's good. This Merlot is good.
So, but we're going to be having an awful lot of fun, and we're really expecting a boost in. In ratings and viewership and listenership. I guess that's what
I had a boost this morning to kind of build up the calcium in my system. Anyway,
yeah.
Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr., listen to this. He's explaining why he signed a 14-year extension, probably because they paid him a pile of money here. He says, here's the deal. And there's some kind of – I kind of like this with the guy. I mean, he got a lot of money, but the San Diego Padres announced that Fernando Tatis Jr. Got a 14-year, $340 million extension on Monday. They held a press conference, and they talked about this record-breaking contract that will keep him in town through the 2034 season. Now, that's a stretch. There's injuries and things, but – Tatis said he agreed to the deal, he said, because it's a no-trade clause and he wants to express his love for San Diego as a city and an organization and to talk of his career aspirations. People are saying, oh, too many years, but I just love what I'm seeing and what we're going to do. So he says, I want a statue on one team. The Padres pitched that. They said to him when they were signing it, there's a statue contract. And there's a Petco Park statue of Tony Gwynn and Trevor Hoffman. Although, don't they rip those statues down nowadays, Fred? Isn't that the norm on what they do?
Yeah, just wait till he goes 0 for a doubleheader, and then they'll follow him home.
Yes. Yeah.
But well, why is
Diego's
it? Look,
York.
He's a young kid, and they're going to give him $375 million, yeah. Whatever the hell it is, and he deserves it, and
he's putting
people in the seats, and he's part of the upswing in the franchise. Remember, all of this is what's good about this. You have bright ownership down in San
O'Malley.
Diego. You have he's part of it,
Pedro O'Malley,
a real keen marketing sense. And that is, we want to get our players signed up for the long haul. We want to put together a continuity, a momentum within our front office.
Yes.
And this does it. You don't have people having to be signed every summer and, you got a 3-year deal here and that guy's, you've got people. That are coming due with contract renegotiations all the time. So if you can get the bulk of your team, all signed up for the next 5 to 7 to 8 years, you've got a lot of things going for you.
All right, so Tom says...
Provided you make the decision to give the money to the right people.
That's true.
Sports is loaded with mistakes where ownership decided, we're going to give Bronco, $500 million, and they make a big mistake.
Like Bronco. Tom says... Can you give us some comments on the episode of Hunter that starred as a guest star, John Matusek? Remember that episode on Hunter? Any comments on that one?
No, John was a big boy, and we had him getting in a fight with Hunter in a bar in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he says, what if I pick you up and throw you down on the floor down there? And I'll just like one of the old-time Westerns where I throw you down on top of a table and it explodes. And I said, how about we don't do that? He went, okay, I can dig that.
It's good. Other comments on our website here. Shannon wants to know, how do you deaden a baseball? It's how they wrap the core and everything.
You soak it in cat's milk.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, it works every freaking time.
And the cats seem to like it, too. They'll chase the ball down for you and bring it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Cats like it. All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with more. This is the Sports Lounge. Final segment coming up. This show is flying by. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thank you so much for joining us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Hey, we're back. Final segment here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. A couple more comments coming into our chat room here on the show. And we got Charles wants to know if you had a real issue with Bernie from IA on the TV series Hunter.
What do you mean?
Did you have a problem with Bernie on the show or anything like that?
Why would you jump to that conclusion?
Well, I don't know. It's because, Bernie seemed like he was always on your case on the show.
That was the role that he was playing.
There you go. And
it was the role.
Brian says, really, Charles, if you did your research, you'd know that Bernie was James Whitmore Jr. and ended up directing some episodes. And you just told me during the break that that's what he wanted to do, right?
James wanted to be a director. He didn't want to play this idiotic cartoon character, Bernie Terwilliger, from Internal Affairs. It was a short run. He decided that Steve Cannell invited them into his company. He loved Jim. Jim was a good director, had a good eye, and was a hard worker, and became a heck of a television director for the last 30 years. It was a great decision on his part, on Steve Cannell's part, and it was fun to have him direct our shows, and that was the whole idea. We really had a lot of fun because we were working with the people that we really liked.
He was on Black Sheep Squadron, so he worked with
Bob Black Sheep
Cannell there, and also was Rockford. Did Stephen J. Cannell have Rockford also? Because he was on the Rockford.
Roy Huggins over at Universal.
All right,
and
that was
Steve wrote for that show. Yeah. That's when he decided he was going to be a producer. And
well, that's our show, everybody. We got to get this thing going 5 days a week. It's going to be happening soon. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk, T-A-L-K.com. Follow us on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, for this week on the show.
Always great to be with the fans out there. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Have a good week.